love her so much. Every week has a different theme, except for a lot of them that have the same theme, like today's. You know, I'm not going to do anything drastically different than I've done in the past. But I'm kind of calling today's show Leftovers because I did a lot of different oldies kind of shows. I've done like 90 of these things now. They're 2 hours each. Sometimes I'm playing as many as 60, 70 songs, especially when I'm doing old stuff because all these singles are two and a half minutes long, you know. So we're going to kind of stick with that format today. And, you know, I've already done one with, I did a doo-wop show recently. I did one on New Orleans. I did one on Memphis. All playing old stuff, British Invasion. I did one for Cleveland. I did one which was all covers. I did one which was all hand claps. I mean, I'm running out of themes, but I'm not running out of energy because I'm highly caffeinated. Once again, that's how I do this. I wake up in the morning. I make some notes for myself. I drink a triple latte, and I race over here, set up, and push the button, start talking to you. And that's what we're doing again today on another episode. And I play all this funny music behind me, which is sometimes worth listening to.
Bye.
called Slinky Boots by Speedometer. It's a library track. It's something that they probably made for movies or TV. Anyway, I've done a show of all that kind of stuff too. You know, there's a if you go online and look at the website at all the podcasts they call them, they're actually just all the shows archived. You could see the 90 plus shows I've done, all 2 hours, all there for you. You know, picking, you know, and they get better and better as they go on because I'm actually getting more skilled at this, if you can believe it. When I first started, I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I'd never DJ'd a day in my life, a moment in my life, before I started doing this show every week. I'm the Grandma Moses of DJs, you know. Late in life, I started a new thing, playing music for people on the radio. Well, it's not really the radio. I guess it is the radio, the internet radio. Anyway, so that's what we're going to do today. We're going to play a whole bunch more music. Mostly, we'll call them oldies. But it doesn't give full credit to call a lot of this music oldies. But it's old. A lot of this stuff is, you know, before my time, believe it or not. And my time is getting older all the time. Oh, my God. So without further ado, I love that expression, further ado. I'm going to name my band Further Ado. Anyway, here comes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 songs I'm about to play for you in this first batch of tunes, including, you ready for this? The Bobettes, Brenda Lee, The Olympics, Charlie Rich, Johnny Preston, Eddie Hodges, some of those guys you know, some of them you may not, but they're all great. And that's the thing that holds this together, is I play nothing but the best music I can possibly think of. I try to put them in the right order so there's nice segues. And I do this all for you, my listening audience, both of you, Dave and Pat, and whoever else is out there listening to this. So thank you so much, all of you. I hope you enjoy the show. And here we go.
My sweet name is Mr. Lee. photo mall.
The cradle of love.
Well, rock-a-bye, baby, in the treetop. When the wind blows,
I'm gonna knock on your door, ring on your bell, tap on your window too. If you don't come out tonight, when the moon is bright, I'm gonna knock.
Are some of my favorites that I've played on the show in the past. I mean, a lot of the stuff I just really actually discovered recently. I wasn't really that familiar with the Bobettes, Eddie Hodges, or, you know, even the Olympics. I hadn't really listened to that much until I started doing the show. The more I started digging, the more I dug it. You know, it was incredible. Let me tell you what we played, just so you know. We played the Bobettes doing I Shot Mr. Lee. Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee. 1957 on Atlantic Records. That was, I guess you can call it doo-wop. Sure it was. And that was a song about their school teacher. Maybe not the same as Walking with Mr. Lee, but anyway, Mr. Lee shows up in a couple songs. After that was Brenda Lee. That's All You Gotta Do. 1960 on Decca Records. That was Ready for This, written by Jerry Reed. Wow. And it was on the charts the same time that she had I'm Sorry, which was, I guess, her biggest hit, you know. I always thought I'm Sorry was Patsy Cline, too. That's how confused I was. And I always remember that one time on the Letterman show, they had Aziz Ansari on as a guest. And as he was coming out, Paul Schaefer in the band played I'm Sorry. Get it? I'm Sorry, Ansari. Paul Schaefer's also a genius. What can I say? After Brenda Lee, we heard the Olympics doing Big Boy Pete. Oh, I got a story about that one, too. Big Boy Pete is actually by the Olympics. It was on Arvel Records in 1959. It was originally done by Don and Dewey. Don being Don Sugarcane Harris, violin player who played with Mayall and John Mayall and Frank Zappa. Anyway, that one was, you ready for this, covered by the Grateful Dead. Pigpen used to do Big Boy Pete. And then I guess Bob Weir actually did it once. And it's a famous live recording by the Dead. Hold on a second, I gotta do this. I guess I don't have to do it. It's going to go quiet for a second. Bob Weir passed away. That's as close as I'm going to get to honoring Bob Weir today, is playing a song that he covered once, which was actually a Pigpen song. But yeah, here I'll dedicate my whole show to not Bob Weir, who I love, by the way. Don't get me wrong. Charlie Rich did Lonely Weekends. That was 1960 on Sun Records. That was before he went all the way, The Most Beautiful Girl in the World. That was his big hit, Charlie Rich. This is when he was still on Sun, kind of rockabilly almost. After that was Johnny Preston doing Cradle of Love. That was that nursery rhyme song that mentioned half a dozen nursery rhymes. He had a hit, Running Bear. Remember Running Bear? It was about an Indian brave. Running Bear. And then a great one by Eddie Hodges, I'm Gonna Knock on Your Door. 1961 on Cadence Records. That was originally done by the Isley Brothers. It was also covered by Billy Crash Craddock. Rub it in. Eddie Hodges, sounding a little bit like a girl. You know, I wasn't really sure there was a guy singing that the first time I heard it. And behind me, I played the San Remo Golden Strings doing Festival Time. Now we're hearing Swingin' Soul Machine doing Spooky's Day Off. And we're going to play six more real good ones. That's what we do here, playing nothing but the best. Bobby Fuller 4, Georgie Fame with the Blue Flames, J.J. Jackson, Hank Ballard, The Casinos. That's what we're doing today, just playing all the great songs that I could think of in the right order, not chronologically, but just so they fit together. It's a thing called segues. DJs used to do it. It used to be really important that one song lead into the next well. And that's what I'm trying to get better and better at. So you tell me. I don't know. But anyway, here you go. Here's Bobby Fuller 4.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I say. said, yeah, yeah. We'll play a melody and turn the lights down low so the knock and see. We gotta do that, we gotta do that. We gotta do that, we gotta do that. And there'll be no one else alive in all the world except you and me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah, pretty baby, I never need you to throw. It's hard to tell you. Don't tremble, so but pretty baby, I want you all for my own. I'm ready to leave those others alone. No need to ask me if everything is okay. Got my answer. The only thing I can say, I say yeah yeah. That's what I say yeah yeah. That's what I say. We'll play a melody and turn the lights down low so the night can see. Alive in all the world except you and me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 pretty baby, I never knew such a thrill. It's hard to tell you because I'm trembling so. But pretty baby, I want you all for my own. I think I'm ready to leave those others alone. No need to ask me if everything is okay. I got my answer. The only thing I can say, I say yeah, yeah. That's what I say yeah, yeah. That's what I say, yeah, yeah. That's what I say, I say yeah.
Hey, I'm back with more music and more talk on Time Won't Let Me with DJ Barrister. That's Radio Valencia, the transmission from the mission. www, say that five times fast. That would be 15 times, actually. www.radiovalencia.fm on your internet dial. Not on terrestrial radio in the car. You gotta have a computer or a phone or something to listen to this. Okay, what do we hear? A bunch of really good ones, of course. That's what we do. We started out with the Bobby Fuller Four doing Letter Dance, sounding a little bit like La Bamba. I don't know if you thought that. I did. That was 1965 on the Delphi label. That was the same year, but before he did I Shot the... I Fought the Law. I almost shot the sheriff there. Sorry, I Fought the Law. That was Bobby Fuller's big hit. Then after that, we heard Georgie Fame and the Blue Flames doing Yeah Yeah. 1964. He was a English piano player, kind of a contemporary of Alan Price and Van Morrison and a bunch of guys around that period of time from England. After that, we heard J.J. Jackson doing But It's Alright, 1966 on the Cala label. Well, that was produced by Lou Futterman. My friend John Kuhn used to tell me a lot of stories about Lou Futterman. Lou Futterman was a producer who turned into a rock manager and a booker from like Syracuse, New York. And Futterman worked with Ted Nugent and all kinds of people. But he also produced that track, so God bless him. After that, we heard Hank Ballard and the Midnighters doing Let's Go, Let's Go, Let's Go. There's a Thrill Upon the Hill, sounding a lot like Fats Domino. Of course he does. That was before, maybe, it might have been the same year that he did The Twist. It was 1960, King Records, Hank Ballard, Let's Go, Let's Go, Let's Go, the guy who originally did The Twist before Chubby Checkers, whatever. And then after that we heard The Casinos doing Then You Can Tell Me Goodbye. That was 1967 on the Fraternity label. That was originally a country song done by a guy named Don Cherry. Not the jazz trumpet player, not the incredible jazz artist from San Francisco who I represented. The other Don Cherry. And then after that, we heard Yvonne Elliman doing a cover of Hello Stranger. That was a hit for her. It was also a hit previously for Barbara Lewis. Barbara Lewis had a big hit before that called Baby, I'm Yours. All right, so that brings us up to, we're right on time, 40 minutes into my two-hour show. We do this thing in six 20-minute groupages of songages and sausages. And anyway, it is complicated the way they make it. But yeah, there's six 20-minute segments, and I back announce, and I forward announce, and I say what we heard, and I give you a hint what we're about to hear, and that's what we do. And we're kind of sticking with oldies, mostly 60s today, and stuff that I heard on the radio when I was a little kid. When I was a little kid, the AM radio, in the car especially, was unfucking believable. And, you know, a lot of the stuff is almost before my time, but I was just young enough and aware enough to listen to this stuff and remember it. So anyway, that being the case, here are the next six songs we're about to play for you. Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs, not one of the most likely ones. After Sam the Sham, Bobby V, The Reflections, Frankie Valli without the Four Seasons, The Happenings, Little Anthony with the Imperials going out of his head. Anyway, those are the next six, and that's what we do here on RadioValencia.fm on Time Won't Let Me with DJ Barrister, and here is Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs.
to be true.